Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And now back to
this is the Rich Eisen Show.
Now.
Welcome back.
You know there ain't nothing better.
Hey, everybody.
Open your eyes, it's a beautiful sight.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles. Today's guests: Seahawks wide receiver DK Metcalf, Bills wide receiver Gabriel Davis, NBC Sports Boston Patriots insider Tom Curran. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Well, hi, everybody.
Hey.
Welcome to this edition of the Rich Eisen Show. That's my name, and I'm sitting in the chair. And I'm thrilled to be here, right here on Peacock, Sirius XM Channel 85. Thrilled to have you with us here on this Rich Eisen Show terrestrial radio outfit, as well as the audience app and our audience, the Odyssey app, and as well as our audience on our podcast. We love our podcast listeners because it's your right to listen to us whenever you want. Our YouTube page, youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show, is there for you, whatever you need. And not only anything that you miss here today, but you can go down a wormhole. Be very, very careful when that algorithm's going to get you, which is the worst Miami Sound Machine song of all time. We know that you might go down that wormhole, so be careful. Good to see you over there, Chris Brockman. How are you?
Hey, Rich. What was the other band that you toyed with using instead of Miami Sound Machine?
Well, isn't it The Rhythm's Gonna Get You? Isn't that what it's going to be?
That is the name of the song.
That's what it is.
Okay.
Thank you.
The Rhythm is going to get
you. I don't know why I came here with Estefan on the brain.
I don't know if you were thinking about a different band.
Good to see you, Del Tufo.
Good to see you,
Mikey D.
Welcome back, my brother.
Good to see you, man. Yes. You're here for 2 hours today, right?
Yes.
Okay. Then the third hour, you got to go.
Are you really leaving?
He's got to go. It's the first pitch at 8 Eastern time on FS1 between the Astros and the White Sox. How could he not complete the show 9 hours before first pitch?
Yeah, he doesn't get that I have to be there hours before the setup.
Rich, you're really leaving in 2 hours?
Yeah. He won't be here hour three. Jay Felly will be. Good to see you, TJ Jefferson. How are you?
Well, I'm lighting this candle. I got to be honest. I am in awe of you guys' time schedules on jobs here. You know, weeks off, half days. Wow. It's amazing, man. It's amazing.
Wow. Ripken Jr. in amazing. The back over there.
Amazing.
Good to see you, TJ.
Putting your corner together.
You're firing darts over there.
I'm just saying, man.
Puffing his chest and channeling his inner Vogelbach.
Hey, what's up, numbers?
What he's doing.
Maybe he'll talk
like
today.
The wall in Baltimore.
Yeah. Everyone needs to channel their inner Vogelbach every now and then. Don't you
We're both thick boys. You know what I'm saying?
So I want to thank Steve Weissman for sitting in this chair last week.
Yeah, that was a great time with Steve.
And then Ryan Leaf for the rest of the time. I greatly appreciate them.
Hey, Rick, Steve tried to like big league me and Brockman. He came in with some custom Jordans.
Oh.
They were a couple hundred bucks and kind of threw his feet up on your desk. And I was like, man,
at least I just have, a sciatica saving Hokas that I don't show you up as a 53-year-old one.
Or just Team Hoka.
People love those Hokas.
They're very comfortable.
When you hit 50,
people love those
Hokas. I'm a Hoka guy. At any rate.
Not hookah.
Hookah. That was 23. I'm 53. Hey, everybody. So this is the time of year where I just sit down, take stock. I inhale, take a deep breath, and then I will exhale President's Day weekend.
So it is a hookah.
Nice. It depends on what your definition of is.
Nice.
That's what it is. Football season has begun.
We're back.
I know it's just preseason action.
Who cares?
But that means there's stuff for us to go crazy about. It's an overreaction Monday coming off of a full weekend of actual football being played in the NFL. That's coming up on this program. You've got DK Metcalf getting ready to go on out there for the Seattle Seahawks, who were in Pittsburgh for the birth of the latest, greatest Pittsburgh Steeler wide receiver. George Pickens mania all over the country right now. DK Metcalf is on this program. Not only to talk Seahawks football and his new contract, but his new movie.
Hey.
On Paramount Plus.
Love it.
With Owen Wilson, called Secret Headquarters. Who knew? And then people are nutty right now, and why not, about the Buffalo Bills, certainly the way that they finished their season. Nobody's ever gotten more momentum and more, if you will, circled wagons coming off of a playoff loss in recent memory quite like these Buffalo Bills. The man who had four touchdown grabs in that classic in Kansas City last year, Gabriel Davis, on this program. Those two wide receivers back-to-back on this show. Tom Curran will join this program in New England because the entirety of the Patriots offense, what's the word for it? I'm looking up. Hold on a minute. Stinks.
Do we have to talk
about
that?
On ice right now. Apparently. I just came from the great area of New England, spent the last week there, and they're freaking out. So Tommy Curran will join us.
Tommy.
But this is, I'm telling you, this is the moment of the year. After the Hall of Fame is over, after I went to the Hall of Fame and blowtorched the place like it was the end of Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and
Rick Dalton,
after all of that is over and an entire week of preseason football is in the books, we know we're getting football back. We know it is here. We know college football is right around the corner. We know there's stuff to overreact to. We know there's stuff to freak out about, like 17 Dallas Cowboys penalties. We know those things are out there. And you take a deep breath, and then you exhale once the Super Bowl is over. That's the way my world goes, and I could not be more excited about it. And then there's always something that happens in the first preseason week that has some long-lasting impact, where you know this is going to affect matters week one and potentially beyond, if not deep into the season. And I'm not talking about quarterback competitions or rookies that shine. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the freaking New York Jets having a curse hanging over them. I'm going there out there in my day off, my remaining time off. Odd that your Curb Your Enthusiasm phone music goes off just as I talk about the Jets.
Rich, I'm sorry, but that was my mom literally texting me going, nice color shirt, Rich.
Thank
like,
you.
Literally right now.
I appreciate so, it. I'm about to turn a different shade of green, though.
Sorry about that.
Okay. I'm sitting there just enjoying my time off, my last Friday night off. I can remember. I don't know the next time I'm going to have a Friday night off. Sitting around. My phone goes crazy. Why? Why is Zach Wilson trending? Could it have been a cougar sighting in New Jersey? Oh, if it only was that.
If only.
If it was only Stifler's mom.
Yes.
No. It's Zach Wilson following up his first possession of throwing an interception with a non-contact injury on the knee that he had problems with last year and habitually. Running for his life in a preseason game. Throw it away, Zach, you might be thinking. He should be thinking. Since it's preseason, since he's had knee problems, since it's just the preseason, this isn't even the Snoopy Bowl on the line that Rex Ryan had his quarterback Mark Sanchez played deep into the game only for him to suffer an injury that caused a problem in the regular season that ensued. No, it's just the Jets getting out there and starting their quarterback and needing him to follow up with a bit more positive before he's out for the game because he throws an interception that looked like he was a rookie. Oh, this is after the defense gave up a touchdown to the Philadelphia Eagles and also blew up Jalen Hurts on the sideline like they're playing for the Super Bowl, causing Nick Sirianni to curse a blue streak at Robert Saleh across the field in a way that made everybody blush. And he had every right to, and Saleh even said after the game, essentially, our bad. But Zach Wilson's out 2 to 4 weeks, unless, of course, they open his knee up and we see something more. Good news, Jets fans, is the surgeon who's doing that knee is the great Neil Elitrosh. And I can personally attest, he's great. He did Susie's knee just a couple of years ago.
Oh.
Yeah, so, and look at her. Look at her. She would start week one right now if she could. But she won't.
She would have thrown it away and slid.
She won't. She won't. Because guess what? It's apparently Joe Flacco time, which is exactly what Jet fans have been clamoring for a long time. I want to see Joe Flacco. I want to see a 37-year-old Joe Flacco go against a Ravens team that is going to have a fork and a knife out with their rookie, Kyle Hamilton, who's going to be fresh as a daisy. Fresh as a daisy. That team's going to come with Lamar. Lamar versus Joe, the kid who once deposed Joe Flacco and Ballmer. Oh, yeah. Exactly what we Jets fans were thinking about on draft night. When we got Sauce and we got Garrett Wilson, who did look terrific, and Jermaine Johnson and Breece Hall, we were thinking, yes, we want a Joe Flacco revenge game week one to start us all off. That's exactly what we want. Come on. As the Jets start off as if they're an AFC North team, Ravens, Browns, Bengals, Steelers, that'll be Joe Flacco. Hey, it'll be like a one big hashtag TBT. A throwback Thursday for the first month of the season. Flacco back in the AFC North, unless he's running for his life because Mekhi Becton, their first draft choice of the previous year before Zach Wilson, he's out for the year again. So there's that. Well, actually, it was the same draft as Zach, so you know, got that going for him, which is nice.
Yeah.
You gotta be freaking kidding me. I can't believe it. This is why quarterbacks don't play in the preseason. That's why you don't play them. Don't play them. It's total 20-20 hindsight. I mean, you got so many of these moving parts and Zach Wilson coming back, but running for his life, throwing that pick and then running for his life. It's just that's all we've heard over the last few months is how he's matured or hanging with mature people and doing his business and becoming a more veteran presence. And his first drive, it looked like he didn't learn a thing. And then his second drive, he's running for his life. And out goes the knee. So here's the deal. I know we've got a lot going on around these parts, guys. But after the show, we're going to go up to the marina. Really, it's just a hop, skip, and a jump.
Yeah,
from
it's easy.
Can we take your boat?
We can take my boat.
Fantastic.
We'll take
your boat. And we'll go up to Neil Elitrosh's office. I know exactly where it is. I know exactly where this is going to take place. Because that's where I once dropped Susie off and picked her up.
Fuel's actually cheaper up there, too.
I know exactly where to go. Actually, the place in which this may happen may be closer to LAX, actually. So what we'll do is it's still just a hop, skip, and a jump from here.
Yeah, we can
go. We're going to go there, and let's bring some food, right? Some food.
I got a fridge.
Let's get what else should we bring?
Some charcuterie.
Definitely need a charcuterie.
Maybe some wine.
We can just like bring a blanket and just
some good old Dr. Oz crudite. We could do that.
Interesting fantasy.
If you've got $20, because it's apparently very expensive these days. Crudite. I'm in a mood, folks. I'm in a mood.
He's well rested.
Because everybody, every time we think.
Who's we?
Jets fans.
Okay, great. Because none of us are.
Every time we think we're out.
I'm laughing.
Every time we think we're out, you got no the problem. Football gods pull us back in.
Yeah. I mean, it's
so I don't know what we got to do, who we got to sacrifice, what we got to do. But at least the news isn't he was out for a year, which is what everybody thought for a good 6 hours.
Oh, yeah.
I was getting texts like I was, you know, sitting shiva.
Oh, you thought you were getting Jimmy G for a second.
Huh?
Thought Jimmy G was coming for a second.
I did. Oof. And I would have wanted that. Joe Flacco, I'm telling you, I hope I'm wrong. What happened to the Mike White experience? What happened to him?
I didn't want to bring that up.
Passing it over? Because I know that's a problem between the two.
I mean, that caused our only riff, so I didn't want to bring that up.
Our only riff.
Where is he? Is he still on the scene?
He was on. Oh, he's there.
He's third string, Brooklyn.
He played behind Flacco?
Yeah. He was the first guy to come off the bench when Zach got hurt.
Okay, but he's
But everyone's talking about it's Flacco's gig, right? Yeah, you got Robert Saleh. Here's what Robert Saleh had to say about all of this over the weekend.
I think he's going to be fine, especially for the remainder of preseason. We'll see everything else with Zach's knee and how that comes out. But we got all the faith in the world in Joe. He played last year, his first start against Miami, who was absolutely rolling, and he threw for over 300 yards at home. Obviously, we didn't win, but he did what he needed to do, and the offense played the way it needed to play. So he's a pro. He's going to figure out how to get it done.
He is a pro, and he is a vet, and he knows the offense, and he knows, but what he isn't is very mobile. And Dwayne Brown is now coming to play left tackle. George Fant, thanks for playing left tackle for a bit. You're now right tackle. Let's put it all together. I don't know, man. This is not what I was looking forward to. This is not what I was thinking. This is not what I was hoping. That's why I didn't do the win-loss game for the Jets. You never do the win-loss game for the Jets until the last possible second. Because we're going to open up Zach Wilson's knee. And hopefully all is just a trim here and a cut there, and then we're done. And we get the 2 weeks, and maybe he starts week one. I don't know.
It seems best case scenario from what we know, though, right?
Let me tell you who's not starting week one.
Zach Wilson.
I mean, come on.
Okay.
I don't want to seem like I'm laughing at it. I'm just laughing at the situation. I'm not laughing at the
injury. No, go ahead.
I'm laughing.
Very good.
See, that's him, not me. I don't want that karma coming back.
At least the Jets have, they know who their play caller is, and it's just one assistant. At least we know that.
That's fine.
Tom Curran. Tommy Curran.
Tommy.
NBC Sports Boston. He'll be joining us in hour number three to talk about that subject. Oh, man. I had a blast at the Pro Football Hall of Fame. It was great. I warned everybody I was coming for them. And I did. I'm so proud of myself. We're going to hit that subject matter.
Is that the most proud you've been of yourself?
Let's put a pin in that. We'll put a pin in that. You can ask me that later. Phone calls, 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Chris Brockman, Overreaction Monday. This is great.
Let's go, baby.
We've been doing it all non-playing season.
We've been doing it for a long time.
But now.
We're back.
Boy, are we back. There's lots to talk about based over the weekend. This is great. 844-204-RICH, number to dial on the program. Overreaction Monday when we come back. DK Metcalf and Gabriel Davis of the Seahawks and Bills, two top-notch wide receivers in the NFL in hour two. And then we'll talk Pats and more coming up on this program. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people, or as you might know from their jingle, O-O-O O'Reilly Auto Parts. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. Because you know when you need your car fixed, you need somebody who knows what they're talking about and is helpful, has a smile on their face, and gets you back on the road. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you just find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you will find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts knowledgeable, helpful, and the best of all, friendly. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. Battle Creek, Michigan, 1963. Kellogg's and Post, sworn cereal rivals, race to create a pastry that will change the face of breakfast forever. A wildly imaginative tale of ambition, betrayal, and menacing milkmen, sweetened with artificial ingredients. Unfrosted stars Jerry Seinfeld in his directorial film debut. It features a supporting cast of comedy greats, including Melissa McCarthy, Jim Gaffigan, Hugh Grant, Amy Schumer, Max Greenfield, Christian Slater, Sarah Cooper, Bill Burr, and many more. Streaming right now on Netflix. 844-204-RICH, number to dial here on the Rich Eisen Show.
Who's going to tell?
Mac Jones, number 85 on the NFL Network. Hey. By the way, they went from...
They went 40 last night.
Yeah, I think that they did the top half, the bottom half, 100 to 50.
Oh, okay. I only saw
I'm almost 60. Sure of that. And normally they drag that thing out.
Usually it's a whole summer thing. This is like they're getting it out.
Yeah, normally they make the LeBron decision show look like it's,
Yeah.
Like they were just, they were on speed.
Yeah, they went all the way to 51.
Normally they meander.
They went all the way to 51.
No, they just did half of it last night.
Yeah. Alvin Kamara, 51.
And Mac Jones, 85.
Mac Jones.
Come on. Really?
Hey, Rich. When you're voted on something by your peers,
he's got the dog in him, right?
That's what matters.
Doesn't he have the dog in him?
He's got the dog. He's ripped now. Like, come on. We don't know who's calling the plays.
We have no idea.
We
know who's calling the plays. We do.
Well,
it's one or the other.
It's two guys who...
It's Matt Patricia or...
Don't know what they're doing.
Well, they don't usually call plays. Well, that's not true. Joe Judge is the one who came up with the surrender formation for the Giants last year, which caused the Giants to essentially dispatch him from his job. So, you know that's in there. You know that 3rd and 8 knee inside your own 10 is in the playbook. You know that. So,
let me just rattle off the players Mac Jones is ahead of. Shaq Barrett, Denzel Ward, Jonathan Allen,
Justin Tucker,
Marshawn Lattimore. Yeah, that is ridiculous.
Why?
Odell Beckham.
Justin Tucker's a weapon.
No, I mean he should be ahead of Mac Jones.
Oh,
that's what
saying.
I mean.
Oh, okay.
Kyle Pitts. Tyron Smith, Von Miller, Justin Tucker, 94. CeeDee Lamb. Mac Jones is better than CeeDee Lamb.
At what?
TJ. At football.
No.
Jimmy Ward, Leonard Williams, David Montgomery, Kirk Cousins. Let's just hope Kirk doesn't die this week. And Kyle Juszczyk.
Jeez.
What? He got COVID. He said if he dies, he dies.
That was a
Drago.
Kirk Cousins quote.
He said that himself last year. Remember that?
Yeah, he did say it. He said it.
Is he creating?
He's gonna do whatever it
is
takes.
He bubbling himself up
to not get COVID, guys. And he got it. Anyway, number 85, Mac Jones.
Number 85.
Show some respect.
Number 85, Mac Jones.
Show some respect.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. At least Derek Carr made it above him.
Derek Carr wasn't even on the list the last 3 years. You believe that?
I have some thoughts about the AFC West. I'm beginning to...
Oh, we know what your thoughts
no,
are.
No, I know what my thoughts are. I know you know what my thoughts
are. I mean,
are,
you're but sticking with Raider Nation.
I am doing that, but there may be a caveat coming.
Oh, jeez.
Throwing that out there.
No, you can't do that.
I can.
Absolutely
I can
not.
Are you kidding me? This microphone's
You've been
on.
Raider
What's
Nation
the name of the show?
For 3 months.
I'm not there yet.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Okay, you ready for Overreaction Monday?
Yeah.
This is it. Hit it.
You mean they didn't start already?
That was terrible.
That was crap. That was garbage. That's why it sucked.
Overreaction Mondays.
Preseason week, I guess, is it technically preseason week 2? Because preseason week 1 had just one game in it, right?
Yeah. The Hall of Fame game? I think that was week 0.
Okay.
Yeah, that was
zero. That's what we call
preseason. Everybody's played at least a preseason game, and let's roll. Let's
I also
ride.
Forgot.
Let's ride, as Russ says.
I mean, come on.
What do you got?
I forgot there were only 3 preseason weeks this year. That's
what do you got?
That's great.
What do you got?
Hey, Rich.
What do you got?
Zach Wilson got hurt over the weekend. This injury has the Jets hype train already derailed.
Of course it is. That's a total. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Because even if he does come back in 2 to 4 weeks, Let's just be somewhat optimistic. Let's say it's 3 weeks. So he'll miss week 1 out of a precaution or whatever. So they're going to stick Flacco out there against the Ravens defense.
Flacco.
Little revenge game. You just try and bank on that. Whatever. I'll tell you this, man.
Whatever.
Even with all of the optimism, yeah, he's going to be dealing with this. And yeah, what is he going to wear a brace? Kid barely looks like he's old enough to drive, and his knee is already three times his age. So even if he does look so great and come back, who the hell knows? That was a non-contact drill. Absolutely. I speak for all of us and Jets Nation. We're in a tailspin right now. We're in a tailspin, and it's good. Joe Flacco's going to land a plane in week one, week two?
Are you talking about Zach's knee or his dick?
No, okay, very good.
Which was it?
Yes, so the hype train is definitely derailed at the moment because their young quarterback already is having his knee opened up. And we're halfway through August.
Not great, Bob.
What else?
Hey, you see who went 13 of 15 with two touchdowns and a 132 passer rating yesterday?
Who's that?
The Steelers should start Kenny Pickett week one.
All righty then. It was the second
just
half.
Go for it.
It was the second half, and he's winging it around against some people who will be working in a Home Depot in about a month. But I'll tell you this. He looked very confident in knowing where to go with it. He was decisive. He made quick decisions, and he was accurate, and he was very, very good. I don't know about starting week one. I would love to see that. As you know, I like being right.
Yeah.
But the whole idea was 3 weeks ago, things didn't look so good. He wasn't working with the ones enough, if at all. And now he came out in the second half of this game, again, against players who may not be on the team in a month. But he looked really sharp. He also looked like he knew what he was doing, and he wasn't fumbling for any light switch or fumbling. So I guess that would be an overreaction, that I'm trying to be more right. Nuanced now.
Oh, well done.
What else? Thank you.
17 for 129.
Uh-oh.
TJ, what are we doing?
Was that CeeDee Lamb, 17 catches for 129 yards?
No, that was.
Hold on. Was it Zeke and Pollard combined?
Oh,
17 for 129 yards?
No, that was.
What was that stat then?
That was not.
17 for 129. Guys, penalty issues are going to keep the Cowboys from the playoffs this year.
They're going to clean it up. They're cleaning it up. You heard what Mike McCarthy said. They're cleaning it up. But definitely not the best first foray after the 14 penalty barrage.
It's sweet.
1.0. In the season ender.
So that's 31 penalties in the last two games.
Again, this is just the first go-round, man.
Well,
it's just the first go-round. You're not going to be kept out of the playoffs because of 17 preseason penalties. But it is a concern.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a red flag.
Sure,
all
is.
Those yellow flags.
But it is, like you said, week one. It's still early, but man.
Again, it's a bunch of guys who are.
But again, did you see some of these
not
penalties?
Not going to be on the team.
Did you see some of these penalties?
I did not.
Some of them were.
Would you care to account for some of them?
Some of them were. I mean, just
are
the
you
whole,
caping right now?
No, but I'm just saying this whole preseason, like,
what?
You saying the refs are struggling a little early out of the box?
I mean, you watched the game, or have you watched it?
There's emphasis.
Some of them are penalties. Some of them are a little, like, questionable is all I'm saying. I doubt they'll be called.
No one else had 17 penalties this weekend, though.
I'm not making excuses, but I'm not the only one who said it.
Honestly, sounds like an excuse.
I mean,
how about them Cowboys?
Are we going to have to deal with this crap all year already?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
I'm Rich Eisen, and I personally guarantee it.
I mean, 10-plus penalties every game. I mean, come on.
It's an overreaction, though. Right. It's an overreaction.
Clearly.
Although I like the way the Eagles look, brother.
Oh, Rich, speaking of.
Yeah.
Do you know what the, when someone is perfect in a game and they play the quarterback position, it's called you have a perfect passer rating.
Yeah.
Do you know what that number is?
154? Jeez.
It's 158.3. Okay. I don't know what the calculation is. I don't know what that algorithm is. Yeah. Let me check my model, TJ. I don't know what it means.
You got a model?
Okay.
Yeah, he has a model.
158.3. That's a perfect passer rating. You know who had that over the weekend?
Who's that?
Jalen Hurts.
Oh, baby.
Was 6 for 6, yeah. 80 yards and a touchdown.
Yeah, baby.
For a perfect passer rating.
Yeah, baby.
Guess what, guys? The NFC East is the Eagles' division to lose, and Hurts is going to be an MVP candidate.
All right, that's an overreaction.
Fly,
that's a total
fly.
Overreaction. I thought you if you had toned that down a little bit, you had me there, because as you know, one of the things I'm about to try to talk myself into over the next 3 weeks is that the Eagles win the NFC East. Two words for you. It's not Jalen and Hurts. It's not Nick or Sirianni. It's not cheese and steak. No, it's not Geno's Pats. It's not any of that.
No. Rocky and Balboa.
Okay? It's not water, and it's not fertilized. It's not. Okay? And it's not A.J. or A.J. Brown or whatever you want. I can keep going on Dr. about the office. Jordan Davis.
Is a large human being. He was getting triple teamed.
Jordan Davis. I'll say it one more time. Jordan Davis, keep an eye out. I'm already, and I know my Michigan man, and I know Jordan Davis's teammate that was drafted first overall will be pegged as defensive player of the year candidates. Do not sleep on Jordan Davis, who is creating major problems and wreaking havoc. I like the Philadelphia Eagles. I cannot say Jalen Hurts is going to be an MVP candidate and that their division is theirs to lose. But they made the playoffs last year. Everybody forgets that. And that was some really good, I would think, team building and growing experience. Nick Sirianni is a playoff coach, and Jalen Hurts is a playoff quarterback, and everyone else in that team that's come back is a playoff player. So, and those obviously who were there for the Super Bowl a few years ago, as that is a dwindling bunch, can help lead this team to the NFC East title, I believe. What else you got over there, Chris?
All right, Rich. 158.3, very good quarterback rating.
Okay.
How do you feel about 39.6?
I would think that's on the opposite end of that spectrum.
Yeah, and I don't even think it was that good. Deshaun Watson was terrible over the weekend. Getting a start, 1 for 5, 7 yards.
How can he even concentrate on anything?
We're still waiting to see what the penalty will be for this season. If he is out the year, guys, if Watson does miss another full year, that'll be 2 in a row. He will never be an elite quarterback.
I disagree with that. That's absurd. Once this thing is all over and served, I think he will be back. I just think this, man. The guy needs counseling based on what I read about. And I don't know if he's seeking it or going to do it. But it, just like anything, it's tough to join a new team. It's tough to join a new team under these circumstances, to say the least. So I'm not surprised that he didn't look all that good. But I heard the fans were chanting a certain three-word chant in his direction in Jacksonville, and that's going to happen all the entire year or any time he's out there for a good long while. But he's still an elite quarterback, man. He's going to be an elite quarterback. I am definitely not shaken on his football acumen and physical prowess on the field, man. At all. What else you got over there, Chris?
Hey, let's go to Carolina, guys, where
Baker,
the Panthers quarterback battle still up for grabs.
Okay.
Both guys looked pretty good. Sam Darnold threw the touchdown pass.
Yeah, it's Baker Mayfield.
And, you know, Baker was.
If he was so good, if he was
4 for
good.
7? 4 again, for 7?
Again, if Santiago was not ordered to be touched, then why was he touched?
Why'd he have to be transferred off the base?
Why'd he have to be transferred off the base?
Yeah, I don't know.
If Darnold is so good and is their guy, then why did they need to go acquire Baker Mayfield? There's a reason for it. They're not going to acquire Baker and say, wow, man, Darnold played so well in preseason, all those 3 preseason games. Yeah, we're not going to start Baker against the Browns week 1. Yeah, we're not going to do that. He'll stand there with a clipboard and watch Sam Darnold do it. And that draft choice that we sent away, even though it's insignificant, yeah, trade we did. Yeah, just everybody forget all that. It's Sam Darnold's job. No way. I still don't believe it. So, I think this is Baker Mayfield's gig, man. And he stood in there and he took one in the chops and delivered a great throw. I am, as you know, a Team Mayfield guy.
You are. You are. All right, last one. Another quarterback played pretty well, who's in a competition, if you will, over the weekend. Drew Lock was 11 for 15, 102 yards, 2 touchdowns, 131 passer rating. I'm going to say Drew Lock's going to start week 1 for the Seattle Seahawks.
I like it. Again, you got him. You got him for Russ. He's the kid with the upside. We all know what Geno's done. Well, you got DK Metcalf coming on in about 20 minutes. Can't wait to ask him about this question. And why not? He's the guy with the upside. You got to see what you got with him. I mean, again, why don't you? You're gonna have start Geno and Drew Lock with Denver and Russ coming in. Let's ride. You know, let's ride with Geno. That would be an amazing story, by the way, is that if Drew Lock turns into somebody really good and special there in Seattle that nobody's expecting. Everybody's thinking that that is just an absolute waste of time, and Seattle is going to tank and be first overall and try and get the best quarterback coming out of college, and that's what they're going to do. What if Drew Lock's actually really good? Which is possible. Drew Brees wasn't all that, plus the biscuit in San Diego.
It took a while.
He did. He did perform well. He did, but nobody's like, that's a Hall of Famer.
No.
So I'll say that's a proper reaction. Is Drew Lock going to start Week 1 against Denver?
Yeah, I think
he does that one more time. I think it's his gig. Let's go. Let's ride. Well done.
You think we need one more? All right, we'll get one more.
Oh, I think we absolutely need one more. Oh, hit it.
That was terrible.
That was crap. That was garbage. This place sucks.
Overreaction
Mondays.
Monday.
I got one for you, pal.
For me?
There was a team noticeably absent from your segment.
I mean, they played on Thursday.
Doesn't matter. Oh. I haven't been here.
You were gone.
I haven't been here.
We were just kind of...
Joe Judge is calling plays, but so is Matt Patricia. Neither of them have the actual title of coordinator. Neither of them are known for dialing it up. Nobody's looking at either one of those guys and think, that's Bill Walsh. So here it is for you, Chris. Okay. Put it up on the screen, Mike.
What do we got?
The Patriots' offense is a complete disaster, and their season is in jeopardy. Chris?
Lord.
Would you like to react?
All right, as a totally rational member in the mouthpiece for New England sports, it's a total and proper reaction. Like, here's the deal. What's today's date?
August 15th,
okay? There's still time to fire both these guys and then hire a real person who knows how to call plays.
Yes.
And ingratiate themselves with a young quarterback who is 85 on the NFL Top 100 and who had the best season of the rookie class in 2021.
Yes.
There's still time to do that, Bill. Are you hearing me, Bill? When Tom Curran's on, I'm just going to ask him to relay one message. There's still time to can these guys. They don't know what they're doing.
You don't have to can them. You could still have them.
Why? No, just get rid of them. The last time Patricia was a coach, Nick Foles put up 8,000 yards of offense, and you lost the Super Bowl to Brady, who set the passing record. Okay?
What about trusting Bill? It's a process. He said this is a process. Why won't you trust him? You know what he's doing.
I've trusted Bill for a long time.
Yeah, and it's kind of worked out for you, hasn't it?
It's worked out.
That's kind of worked out
a lot recently.
Oh boy.
Okay.
Oh boy. He only picked the guy when he was 85th on the top 100,
and he's great.
Yeah.
But we have a guy working with it. We have two guys working with this guy, who is supposedly a defensive coordinator whose defense stunk at the end of his tenure, and then the special teams coach who went to be a head coach. And what was the Giants' record under Joe Judge? Terrible.
Boy.
Okay? There's still time to fire these guys and bring in someone who knows what they're doing.
I knew the one more would be worth it.
Get it together. I can keep going.
No, it's okay. I think you made your point, because that's what I heard in New England from a lot of people.
Devontae Parker can't be stopped in the red zone. Tyquan Thornton actually looks like he's a really good draft pick. They have really good running backs.
Yeah, they do.
Okay, Trent Brown is back on the offensive line.
Just take it easy.
Cole Strange looked like he knew what he was doing out there for a first-round pick, okay?
Yeah.
And we have Mac Jones. And, by the way, we have two really good tight ends.
Yeah, you got it. Right, so?
So the offense is there. The pieces are there. Let's get some coaching. Like get Scarnecchia back on the phone. Let's get him back in there. Talk him out of his fourth retirement and just let's go. Get rid of these other two bozos.
Bozos, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, baby, it's August 15th. Let us take a break so Chris can be hosed down. When we come back, your phone calls, 844-204-RICH, number to dial. And, oh, by the way, let's talk about my trip to Canton, Ohio when we come back, shall we? Oh, yes. Let's do that.
You're on to Cincinnati. It's nothing about the past, nothing about the future.
Let's talk Game Time. Boy, do we love using Game Time tickets at the Rich Eisen Show. And every single time I've been watching the basketball playoffs on TV, I've been wondering what it would be like to be at these games. And when you choose your tickets on Game Time, you can see the view from your seat, where the court is, where you are in relation to it. And then the all-in prices, that's my favorite feature. The all-in prices make sure that you see the lowest price guarantee and also know exactly how much everything costs all in before you purchase. So all the guesswork is removed when you buy playoff tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use my code RICH for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account, redeem my code RICH for $20 off your first purchase. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
What's up, everyone? It's Reality Steve, your number one source for all things Bachelor Nation and reality TV. Every day, I'm giving you the behind-the-scenes juice and your info on all your Bachelor Nation stories and also interviewing some of your favorite reality stars. My name has been synonymous with spoilers, but I'm so much more than that. Give me a listen.
The Reality Steve Podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show terrestrial radio outfit, we just showed the photograph of the Indianapolis Colts lineman French and Fries lined up together. Yes, I take fries.
You do.
Yeah, I do.
You
are a I'm a fry
chips
taker.
And fry. You don't even. Yeah, just you casual. Don't even you don't even ask.
My children,
walk over.
My children. My children know it as a daddy tax.
Yeah. Oh. Well, it's not a coworker tax. Yeah. You do it to us.
Exactly.
I don't know.
You know, I kind of have this
best
thing.
Best fries are other people's fries.
I kind of have this thing with French fries, though. When you order fries and you're with one or more people, I think it's just you kind of have to understand that someone's going to want some of your fries at some point.
Everyone's going to want a fry.
Order your own.
So I'm usually
okay.
What
if you don't want them all? You just want like three.
You got to ask. Maybe I'll give you three.
Let's go to Peter in Texas, first and first up here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Peter?
Morning, guys. How are y'all?
What's going on, man?
What up? Peter.
I just wanted to say hi. Happy Monday. Rich, I love the polo look, man. You look good.
I appreciate that. What was the higher
register?
What was the higher register? Like what was the higher register? Why don't you got to just tell me I look good? You look good.
Look good.
What was that?
Good. Come on to the coast.
Okay. Thank you. Why thank you, Peter? What's on your mind?
Well, I know you had a good Hall of Fame. You know, I love the roasting of the Ohio State guys. That was great. But I need to know, Rich, are you okay? Like, do you need a hug?
I do.
After you know, Zach Wilson.
I do, because Zach, so Zach's going to come out here. Neil Alatrosh is going to clean him up. And then, 3 weeks he'll be back, and it'll be like none of this ever happened, and he'll have a terrific season, and he'll be healthy, and he'll light it up, and he's going to take a major step forward. Like Tony Romo talked about how his ceiling is Mahomes. I mean, he's not even off the ground floor. He's not,
he's in the basement.
He's at Ma.
Yeah.
Not Mahomes.
But Rich, how about we consider another scenario? I've been counting the days since Zach hurt his knee. It is currently day 4, hoping Carolina cuts Sam Darnold so the Jets re-sign him.
Oh, my God. I like the way you're thinking, Peter. Thanks for the call.
That's tremendous.
By the way, hoping to get Darnold back.
He'd be great. No Gase.
Get me out of here.
New coach.
Get me out of here. It's insane. Stop it.
Who would you rather have, Darnold, White, or Flacco start?
Darnold.
Right?
Yes.
But what if I put Jimmy G in there? But you got to trade for him.
But yeah, you gotta understand that Zach's gonna come back at some point. Got to play him out. Got to play it out.
I'm gonna put up another poll. Can you hit this with a retweet?
No, I'm not. Stop it.
Who do you want at quarterback?
Great. At any rate, so, boy, did I tell the folks in Canton, Ohio I was coming. I told them that.
Gave them a heads up.
Last time I was on the show was the Thursday before the Hall of Fame, and I said, I'm coming. And we determined, we looked at the number of times I've been host of the Jacket Dinner almost 10 years there, where the Hall of Famers return on Friday night before the Saturday ceremony, and those who are inducted are introduced to about 5,000 people in the Canton Civic Auditorium and in the arena in downtown Canton. And I MC it, and they get their jackets, and it's a wonderful thing. And I said, I think it was the first time we determined that I hosted this coming off of a Michigan football win.
First time ever.
And the Ohio State fans have been giving me so much crap for all these years. I'm like, I'm coming. And in case you missed it, this is what happened.
Please silence all mobile devices. Also, for your safety, I'm being asked to tell you, in the safety of all those in attendance, please take a moment to locate the nearest exit in case of an emergency. And if you need help locating that nearest exit, just think of yourself as a member of the Ohio State Buckeyes in the middle of the fourth quarter last November in Michigan Stadium.
I hear Goodell laughing.
That's the way you look for an exit. Oh, yeah. I love doing this thing. Hold on a minute. Let me just get ready.
It's getting ugly.
I love doing this event. Oh, hold on a second. No. I love you people. I do. I check into my hotel here in Canton, Ohio. Person welcomes me to Canton, Ohio. I feel so welcome. And then he lowers his voice and he says, "And go blue." Like he's embarrassed to say the words. And I told him, say it with your chest. You could say it 42 times. Like we did against Ohio State last November. But really, folks. Thank you. No, really, folks, it's okay. Hassan Haskins just scored again. Now, I'd like to present to you some special guests. Hey, you're the one who started doing the OH thing when I'm just trying to welcome everybody here.
And that's my point, because I got up there and I knew I had one line ready. That's it.
What was the one line about the exits?
The one line about the exits. Okay. Because I looked at the script as soon as I got the script and I knew the things that I had to say.
You're like, where do I have an opening?
That was the opening.
Right.
If you need help looking for an exit, just think that you're a member of the Ohio State Buckeyes in Michigan Stadium in the middle of fourth quarter last November.
Yeah, that's good. Perfect.
That was it, right?
Not forced. I get up there,
and the first thing I say is, hey, everybody, welcome to tonight's thing. As soon as I open my mouth, somebody in the back end of the auditorium screams, O-H.
Oh, geez.
O-H. And as soon as I heard that, I'm like, okay.
And you went, oh, no.
No, I didn't say that. I just went for my line. Mm-hmm. Because now I knew I technically
didn't start it.
Wasn't starting.
Right.
Even though I had every intention to start it. But they started it. And as soon as that happened, that's when I went for the whole enchilada. And the rest of that was kind of ad-libbed off the top of my head. Because the guy who did check me in did exactly that. It's 1 a.m. I connected through Charlotte into Canton. Yeah. I'm tired. And I have no idea he would even know who the hell I am. I just check him in, and he checks me in. I'm ready to go to sleep. And all he says, oh, go blue. Like, literally like that. And there's nobody around. It's just me and him. And I'm like, what are you whispering for?
Say it with your chest.
Oh, yeah.
That's great.
And then I added one more. Because right before the jackets were handed out, I had one last opportunity to make it about myself. Because, you know, rest of the night's kind of for the jackets. And I looked down and I saw the copy of how the Hall of Fame opened up 59 years ago with 17 enshrinees.
Oh, geez.
And I did the math. 40, it's 42. 42. The exact number of points that Michigan scored. So I turned to the guy to my right, and I won't say his name, but he had like a Go Blue sign in front of him because he married into a Michigan family, and I guess he knew that I was going to sit right next to him in the dais. He had that sign. I looked at him because he was with, you know, the people running the event in the hall and what have you. I turned to him. I'm like, got one more left. Do you think I should say it? Because the room was definitely salty.
Yeah.
And he looks at me and he goes, I would suggest to you that you keep going. And I made my line. I got one last one out. And I'm like, interesting. You do the math. 59 minus 17 equals 42. The exact number. Oh, my God. I've, as you know, married, three beautiful children. Easily outside of that, proudest I've ever been of myself in my entire life that night. Proudest I've ever been of myself. And to this day, that feeling has not waned.
That does not surprise me.
At all.
Yep. Yeah, when I saw the clips going around, I was like, yep, he's very, very
well,
proud
too, I just didn't, I had no, by the way, had no idea the Hall of Fame was going to clip that and send it out.
Because it wasn't on TV this year.
It was done, they made a TV show out of it. I don't know where it's going to air, to be honest with you.
Oh, because I didn't see it.
But they shot the entire event. I had no idea that they clipped it and posted it.
Yeah.
I got back to my room that night. And I saw it out there.
It was going nuts.
Yeah. And it started clanking around. Next day, I wake up, and somebody sent me a screen grab of their phone. ESPN put it on their app and had like an alert.
But they pushed it out as an alert?
They pushed it out as an alert. Yeah. Which, by the way, is, I think, a great use of their alert system. A great use of their alert system. It was breaking news as far as I'm concerned.
It was breaking news.
It was breaking news that last November, and it's as fresh as a daisy to me today. Now, I have written quite a check, though.
Well, Rich, the AP Top 25 is out.
Ah, we're top 10, right? Ohio State's what, two?
You're eight.
And Ohio State's two?
Yeah. So behind, there's a chance.
Behind Alabama?
Hey, Alabama's one, Ohio State two, Georgia three.
I'm going to hit that a little bit later on in the show when we got more real estate. But yeah, I have admittedly written quite a check. And there will be a 2023 enshrinement ceremony and jacket dinner, to which, by the way, I'm absolutely going to be invited back to host. I have never.
Are you sure? We've confirmed.
In my decade plus of doing that, gotten more people come up to me that night and the next day telling me how much they enjoyed it.
That's dope.
Because the Michigan fans that are there and the anti-Buckeye fans that are there in Ohio, and there's a lot of them,
right,
are like, way to go. And the Buckeye fans were like, even I found that funny, but November, what is it, 26th, can't come fast enough. So I have written the largest check with my mouth I have ever written. And it's, oh, man, it's going to be lit in November.
As Karrion Kross would say, TikTok.
Because guess what? If Michigan wins that one in the horseshoe and backs my play next year, I might just light the jacket on fire.
Your own jacket?
Yes. Okay. In front of the commissioner. Yeah.